SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Hello and welcome to the NITV News Podcast. I'm Luana Grant. Prominent Indigenous leaders have urged the federal government to use its latest budget to invest in areas like housing, education and health in a bid to urgently close the gap. The federal government handed down its budget last night, with Australians due to hit the polls for an election before May 17th. It comes off the back of recent investment announcements, including increased funding for boarding schools to support remote Indigenous students, and a 10-year national strategy to improve food security for First Nations people in remote communities.
I think it's pretty clear where the closing the gap is actually failing and things are getting worse. There's three key areas: Aboriginal child removal, Aboriginal incarceration, and also suicide rates. The mainstream programs are simply not designed for us, they're not designed with us, and they're not working.
I think we've got to get housing right, and we've got to get not just housing, we've got to get homes for our people. And we don't have to do research to tell us that people who live in really good homes, suitable homes with certainty of tenure, they have better health outcomes, they have better education outcomes, they have less contact with criminal justice system, they have less contact with the child protection system. I think the way out of this is getting our kids educated. We've got to be really concentrating on getting our kids to school.
Well, I'd hope that in tonight's budget there's a reflection of work that's required for closing the gap, that there's additional funding for education, and certainly in terms of economic development, wealth creation and employment. Because when you have an economy, then you're able to contribute, build your capability and build the ability for your family to be able to enjoy the same things that every other Australian does. But I don't think there'll be a specific Indigenous component within the budget.
There are calls for more consultation on plans by the Northern Territory Government to amend the Sacred Sites Act. When the Country Liberal Party was last in power 8 years ago, it tabled a report recommending changes to the Sacred Sites Act, but they were never implemented. A recent meeting of the NT Cattlemen's Association described the act as a joke. Now, the minister responsible says the amendments will be introduced this week. Among them will be the ability to transfer permissions to do work near sacred sites from one landholder to another. But the Central Land Council says more consultation is needed.
He gave us less information than what he gave to the media this morning. Sacred site is ours, actually, and it's not run to the government.
2016, this review came about, and no minister has had the guts to pick it up and to ensure that the recommendations are actually implemented.
Construction is beginning on an independent living village for Aboriginal elders in Tandanya, Adelaide. The development is being built on a significant site and will provide culturally appropriate housing for elders. Our South Australian correspondent Marcellus Enalunga reports.
Today's sod-turning ceremony is another step towards making Puerto Natiyer a reality. The site will become an Aboriginal Elder Independent Living Village thanks to $17 million in funding. Locals marking this occasion with a welcome by Ghana Elder Rosalind Coleman, a smoking ceremony and a powerful performance by Jack Buckskin. The project is being led by Aboriginal Community Housing Limited, who says today marks a major step towards providing culturally appropriate housing for elders.
We look forward to seeing the houses being built over the coming months and working with other partners over the next 20 plus years, working with our partners to run a facility for our elders. We also hope to see more of these facilities being built with us across our country for the elders as well.
Warraparinga is a culturally significant Kaurna site in Adelaide's southern suburbs, where the village is being built. It's the realisation of a dream, 25 years in the making.
We like to keep them close to us. This would be a really fantastic place where we could feel that they're going to be safe, they're going to be looked after, and in a very appropriate, culturally safe place.
It's hoped construction on the Indigenous Elders Independent Living Village will be completed in the next 14 months. Marcella Sinalunga, NITV News.
Traditional owners in the Pilbara have raised concerns about the amount of groundwater being taken by the state government and mining giant Rio Tinto. The Robe River Kurumba people in northwestern Australia says rivers that should have water in them are running dry. A hydrologist hired by the local Aboriginal corporation has found the groundwater levels had dropped from 5 metres underground to 10. And at the Millstream Aquifer, Jindabandi traditional owners say trees are dying and animals are leaving country.
And your heart just kind of sinks because we all remember the days when we were young, you know, coming out here with our grandfathers, and this place was a whole lot different. I don't think we can go on the next 50 years, you know, drawing water from this place. I don't think it's sustainable.
The science of 10 years ago is different to the science of today, and we need climate-friendly solutions.
Former Australian Idol winner Royston Knoll hasn't slowed down since taking home the crown in 2023. He has now released his first musical body of work, his debut EP, Sunrise. NITV reporter Mike Healy-Siren sat down with the singer to talk about his life post-Idol and the power of vulnerability through music.
Royston Knoll, thank you for joining us on NITV.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
You've released your new debut EP, Sunrise. What inspired you to create it?
You know, this body of work is just honestly my whole journey up until now, quite personal. It's about, you know, my journey of, you know, figuring out who I am and self-discovery, my sexuality, and just being grateful for where you are and how far you've come. But I wish I could just say
life. Why is it important to be vulnerable in your music?
I think being vulnerable is so powerful. I learned that on Australian Idol, talking about my sexuality, the disadvantages that come along with being from a remote area in Australia. I think it's really important because representation is important. I had that idea in my head, or that thought in my head, was when I was watching The Sapphires. And I was watching Jessica Mowboy, and I was like, wow, like, she comes from Darwin, like, she grew up barefoot and everything. I could really relate to her, and yeah, so it just, it's so important, representation. Keep on chasing my dreams. You gotta
live every day like it's your last. What do you hope fans can take away from your music?
Knowing that being vulnerable is okay. It's okay to tell people what's going on, and also that you can follow your dreams, especially like mob from remote areas. Like, they think, oh, I can't go down south, or I can't go to uni in the big smoke. Like, that's like something that's unattainable, but it really is. And as long as you work really hard and you push yourself, like, you can do it. So just keep believing in yourself.
Royston Knoll, thanks for having a chat with us on NITV.
Thank you for having me.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune into NITV News weeknights at 6:30 p.m. And keep up to date with all the latest news right here on NITV Radio.